Do you have like a favorite band or any kind of music that you're loving these days to use for the bumper?
Oh, what kind of music? Oh, let's see. What do you like? Want to pick a song?
Whatever kind of speaks to the moment you feel would be a great lead-in.
Do one of our Walking Dead intro songs.
Oh, get out of town, the Walking Dead intro songs. Good.
He's Lord, like, the Walking Dead does not define me.
Here, let me get you a song here. Hold on. Let me get it. I'll pull it up here. I'll pull you up a song. See, which one do I, my top rated playlist. Okay, let's see what my play. that's an old playlist.
Some Merle Haggard or something?
Oh my God. Here you go, right here. How about this one? Flooding Down in Texas, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh, that's a classic.
It is. It is a good one. Hey, guys, this is Michael Rooker, and you're on the road with Dane at WGN.
WGN on the road with Dane, live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue, and in studio is one of the hottest actors on this or any planet, whether he's saving the galaxy or battling post-apocalyptic cannibals. He is doing it in style. So great to have the one and only Michael Rooker in studio. Welcome to WGN.
Right on, man. Good to be here.
You know, you have connections with Chicago. Come back. You've been here on a number of occasions. Went to school here, right? You've played some Chicago sports villains in the 8 Men Out. And the last, I think it was maybe the time before last, you have appreciated some of our local cuisine, and you needed ribs.
Oh, I do that every time.
I actually got you some ribs. We had to wake up Bub City, which is a great place, at 8 in the morning. I called them, I said, Michael Rooker needs ribs. And they're like, well, we're not open till noon. I said, well, when the man needs ribs.
You got ribs.
He needs ribs.
You got ribs. Yep. I love it.
So when you're in Chicago and you get a chance to spend a few days here, I know you see some friends, you make the rounds, you've been here to WGN a number of times. Like, where do you eat? What do you like to get out and try?
I like going for ribs, and I do like them, and I appreciate a good beef. So I go over to Mr. Beef's, and then other than that.
So those are our Chicago delicacies?
I'm good.
Okay.
I get enough to last me 2 or 3 days, and that's it.
All right.
Well, that's all I eat.
Well, you're here. The public demands that you're here sharing some of the things that you've done in the past, you know, on the acting side, some of the most iconic and memorable. And I think that's it. So whether the movie was a huge, huge hit, the roles are so memorable. And is that your choice? And some of the interesting stories on how you got some of the roles, is that it? Or is it something that you're doing to take sometimes and oftentimes, right, you take these kind of flawed characters, even bad guys, and make them not only memorable but oftentimes lovable?
Well, we're all kind of flawed, aren't we?
Sure.
In some ways, different ways and different to different extents. So sometimes the films, the movies, they highlight that kind of stuff. So they try to make it even more of a flaw. So, you know, and they bring it out at a very dramatic time. Or maybe, you know, right off the bat, the guy's a schmuck, or he's not right, or something's wrong with him, and he redeems himself later on. Or, you know, like Merle Dixon in The Walking Dead.
Yeah. I mean, you've got that range, whether it is characters like that, or whether it's, you know, Roddy Burns in Days of Thunder. Mm-hmm. And then Yondu, who started out, you thought of him as a bad guy, as one of those guys that was chasing, you know, some of the stars of the movie. But in the end, like, so super lovable that by the end of Guardians of the Galaxy 2, I got to tell you this, Michael, my wife cried, like, at the end when you passed away, mm-hmm. you know, that you were able to take this guy who had, you know, was kind of one of those antagonists in the movies and make him where people cry when he dies.
You know what? It's all James Gunn's fault. He wrote it. He's the one that crafted it and made it what it was. You know, he built that role up. It was beautiful. I mean, the first time around was great, and then we just added on to it. You know, it was a beautiful a second movie.
I read a little bit about some of the improvisations that happen where they allow some of the actors, and you've got a lot of people in there with some great personalities and kind of improvisational. And the one scene, and we still do it, you know, in our family and friends, is that, you know, when you're in the store and you do the boop, boop, beep, bop, like, you change that. I read somewhere that it was just going to be kind of a bland, like, blah, blah, but then you improvised and made it
We do a little bit of improvisational stuff, but most of it's James Gunn yelling at us from behind the camera. Rooker, now say this. Now do it this way, and then do it this way. You know, that kind of stuff. He's that kind of director.
It's kind of
fun to hear him in the background screaming at you, and he gives you these ideas. And you just flow, you just go with it.
Well, whether it's interviews like this or all the fans like you're going to be meeting at Wizard World Chicago too, where they come out, does it validate? Yes. So for the next movie, you've got to say like, hey, I know you said maybe this wasn't the best idea, but you know the public has spoken, and it's great.
You know, I think it was outcry in the first one that I didn't have the full fin.
People love the full fin.
Now in the second one, I had the full fin.
Yeah.
And the way we got into the full fin was really cool. You know, but now I have the full fin, you know.
The prototype.
Yeah, the prototype.
As it was called. Now it is the world of fantasy, so anything can happen. We don't have to you could either come back in the next movie, the inevitable next movie as a flashback, as maybe a kind of an Obi-Wan Kenobi kind of dream advisor.
We're taking notes from everyone.
Yep. So dream advisor.
This is good.
Like Obi-Wan stuff.
Okay.
Or you look at, you know, Groot died and then baby Groot, maybe a little piece of, maybe the fin breaks off and grows a new Yondu.
I've never heard that one yet. So this is good. This is good.
So people are going to be hearing a lot. And you are one of those guys that is known for so many different things that really resonate with, you know, the fans in kind of that fantasy world, you know, with Walking Dead and things. It reminds me of, do you have to do a bunch of costume? Are you like Cher, you know, on her tour? She does all these costume changes where you have to come out and you've got to be Merle and then you've got to come out and be Yondu. Or do you just be you, right?
I don't know anyone that dresses as their characters, but... Yeah, you just wear your own stuff, you know.
And what is some of the things that people say? I know people are going to be excited, and we'll hear a little bit about the schedule coming up this weekend where people are going to get a chance to be up close and personal with you. It's one of the things that we've seen is that you love your fans, and you love that feedback. You love to interact with them. You give them, you know, advice and input.
I do. And I really have gotten into the cosplayers. I love seeing the cosplayers come up and looking at their stuff and how much energy and effort they put into it and how much money it costs. Sometimes they make it themselves, but sometimes they have to buy the materials.
Right.
You know, so if you're buying a real leather, it's going to cost you. If you're buying a fake leather, it looks like a Yondu duster, but, you know, they make this stuff themselves.
Do you ever wonder, you know, and I get it, you know, for the events and people are going to showcase, but the people maybe have taken it too far. Have you said, because you have so many different diverse interests in lives and projects and things like that, you say, like, Yondu loves you, but maybe take it down a notch if it's hurting your ability to keep a job where you can't be blue.
No. No way. I want him to stay blue all the time and walk the streets. You can't get a job. You might as well be Yondu.
Now, here's the other thing, too, is when you get to the point where you are, I'm sure there's a lot of different, you know, offers and opportunities coming in. Are there things that you want to do? I saw that you've done, and this fits in with Wizard World, is on the gaming side. You've participated in creating some of those games and the voicing. Are there things like that you really enjoy or things you'd like to do?
Well, I do enjoy gaming. I love making the games. I've worked a lot with Treyarch and the Black Ops series, so... I did a nice, really very popular map pack for Black Ops 1 called Call of the Dead, where we play ourselves, me, Danny Trejo, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Robert Englund, we all play ourselves, George Romero. That's a great game. So it's a good zombie killing game. And then I did the Black Ops 2 as a playable character, Mike Harper. So, looks just like me, but with a tan.
Well, it's good to get some vitamin D in there now and then. Well, it's great to see you. It's great to have you here in Chicago. It's awesome, I'm sure, for you to get some of that feedback, not only the support and the praise for things that you're doing. I'm sure that feels good, but also some of those suggestions. What is it that fans have fans asked you to do anything that you said, hey, I never considered that, but that sounds like a pretty good idea?
They usually don't. They usually don't ask me to. They come up with ideas and stuff like that.
You got to do this, or this would be perfect, or you've got to meet my brother. He's crazy, you know, or something like that.
There's all sorts of stuff. I don't usually like to do a video or audio stuff, you know. But I get a lot of requests to like say hey to my mom. Would you say hello to my mom? You know, but I generally say hi.
Well, it's great. People are going to have the opportunity not only to do what they've done over the years many, many times, see you on the big screen in some of their favorite movies, their favorite games, but see you in person here at Wizard World Chicago. So before we let you go, you know, your social media, I know you're pretty active. I think it's Rooker Online is the social media. And or
Michael underscore Rooker is my Instagram, and I do a lot of that.
And then what are you going to be doing at Wizard World so people will see you this weekend?
We're going to be hanging out there. I have to fly out, so get in there early and come see me.
Definitely. If you see him on the marquee, duck in, check it out and see one of your absolute favorites, one of the very best in the business, Michael Rooker. Thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for being in Chicago. Thanks for loving ribs and beefs. And thanks for being on WGN today.
Thanks for promoting our show this weekend. It's a very popular one, and we've been here every year now. Wizard World's been here for how many years? Like 5 years or more?
I would say somewhere around the 5 years. Yeah, so and it's the kind of thing that the popularity grows and grows. Yeah. You're on to something for sure.
Yeah.
And you're definitely one of the big stars, the main attractions for people to enjoy out there at Wizard World. So thank you again, Michael.
Thank you.